And thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. We go right to the website, MorningStarsTale.com. MorningStarsTale.com. And we find tonight's blog, which is entitled Nephilim Injection, Merging Fallen Angels and Humans. With each passing day, we move closer to the moment where our creators come to Earth and reveal themselves. Those in the world and of the world refer to it as disclosure. However, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 has a different interpretation, quote, "And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie." When it comes to deception, it's hard to imagine a stronger delusion than fallen angels convincing the world they are the gods who created man millions of years ago and have returned in a time of great turmoil when a new virus with no cure ravishes the world. Vaccines are no match for this super strain killer. At the moment of complete hopelessness and desperation, the fallen angels, disguised as angels of light, appear on the world stage. While the shock of not being alone has barely settled in, a solution is offered by our newfound saviors. The angels of light explain, because they are not of this earthly realm, their DNA is not susceptible to this new virus. A solution is then freely offered to anyone wishing to become immune. One final vaccine, containing the DNA of the angels to merge with the DNA of man. Not just an instant cure to the deadly pandemic, but an upgrade in intelligence, a life extension of at least 500 years. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 37, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man." The most dominant event in the days of Noah was the incursion of the Nephilim, who were the prodigy of the fallen angels and women. The hybrid Nephilim were an abomination in the eyes of God, and the main reason he flooded the earth, saving only Noah and his family, whose DNA was not corrupted. For 70 generations, the dark angels have been imprisoned in the second heaven of the fourth dimension, which is on the other side of the firmament dome, and in the abyss below the earth. Yeah, it's hollow. How else can you make room for hell? It is a physical destination. Below the surface of the earth, included in the rank, are the 200 watcher angels, who are also known as Gregori, who descended on Mount Hermon, putting on a garment of flesh and procreating with women. Yes, angels can do that. Genesis 6, verse 4, "There were giants on the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, of which were of old men of renown." And the book of Enoch says, chapter 7, "It happened after the sons of men had multiplied in those days that daughters were born to them elegant and beautiful. And when the angels, the sons of heaven, beheld them, they became enamored of them, saying to each other, 'Come, let us select for ourselves wives from the progeny of men, and let us beget children.'" And finally, the book of Enoch, chapter 7, verse 2, explains the punishment from God bestowed upon the fallen angels. Quote, "Wherefore have you forsaken the lofty and holy heaven, and have lain with women, have defiled yourselves with the daughter of men, have taken yourselves wives and acted as the sons of earth, and have begotten an impious offspring." These Nephilim were created for the singular purpose of corrupting the DNA genome of man and preventing a future offer of salvation from Jesus Christ. God creates it within a framework of three. When Adam and Eve fell, the systemic DNA went from a triple helix and transmuted to two. Three became two-thirds. One became two-thirds. 666, the number of man. Which brings us to the ongoing relationship between demons and the military-industrial complex. I believe a blood pact has been established between military black ops around the world I know. On the flat plane, there is no world, there is no around. Thank you. I believe a blood pact has been established between the demons in the military-industrial complex in exchange for the knowledge of interdimensional technology. Military troops have volunteered to be possessed by these demons as a conduit for this revelation. In other words, the demons agree to disclose the black magic of demonic technology in exchange for the souls of men. The phenomenon of UFO sightings is a third dimensional manifestation of what is known as alchemy, the ancient occultic science and black magic art of unifying matter and spirit. On the physical level, it's the process of burning off lead impurities, transforming lead into gold via the legendary philosopher's stone. In reviewing the Roswell, New Mexico alien crash of 1947, there's a contradiction hiding in plain sight for those who believe aliens are fallen angels. During the infamous autopsy film of the two beings who were found at the crash site, it became obvious they were not the dead bodies of humans, but a hybrid of some sort. Angels have a celestial body and are immortal. Therefore, the Roswell crash victims could not have been hybrid human angels. They were not human nor angelic, but a different combination, an interdimensional hybrid being, which is the result of a breeding program instituted by the fallen angels. Not only do the fallen angels continue to mate with human women to this very day, they've been passing their forbidden knowledge to the Luciferian elite who control this fallen world. Prior to the flood, the Nephilim maintained their power by human blood sacrifices, becoming the first DNA genome code carriers of black goo programmable matter, the sentient agent of infection in the bowels of the abyss and contained within the apple that transmuted Adam and Eve from incorruptible to corruptible. And as it was in the days of Noah, expect the Nephilim and dark angels to manifest in our dimension sooner than later. You can find that entire article at MorningstarsTale.com. I'm beginning to believe that the Nephilim are already here, but in a different format. They look just like us. The deception is going to be even grander because it's going to be hiding in plain sight. Which brings us to the next article, which was sent by a listener. Zombies, Beasts of the Earth, the 7-Year Tribulation, Part 2, which can be found at 44 News. That's 444 News, Prophecy News. And this article is extensively long, so I'm going to kind of cut to the chase and bounce around and get to the meat of the situation, if you will. Vaccine ingredients and purposes. It's been over a year now when they started vaccinating people all over the world, flat plane, with the COVID-19 injections. Enough data and evidence has been collected to see the real truth behind these injections. These are experimental, multi-purpose, self-replicating, depopulation, biological weapons disguised as vaccines. The shocking number of deaths and injuries caused by these vaccines, as recorded by the official counters and other equivalent vaccine reporting systems around the world, is a lie. After doing my own research on the COVID-19 vaccines and taking into account the evidences presented by a lot of well-informed independent researchers, whistleblowers, expertise witnesses, doctors, etc. In addition to that, considering what God has shown to a number of watchmen and prophets, and also looking at what Hollywood is presenting to the world in the form of movies, TV shows, etc., the devil likes to show the whole world his end times plan hidden in plain sight via movies, TV shows, etc. It's called predictive programming. The devil's plan perfectly lines up with end times biblical prophecy. He's just fulfilling his end times role. He is, in a way, God's judgment tool. Hollywood, in the movie industry are like the devil's end times Bible prophecy TV channel to the masses. We just have to have discernment in what we see and what we shouldn't see. And when we put the pieces together and connect the dots, so to speak, we can reasonably conclude that these injections contain the following important base ingredients with the following intended purposes. Number one, spike proteins. The purpose, to injure and kill off the vaccinated via blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, autoimmune disease, vaccine-induced immune deficiency, paralysis, infertility, etc. Some effects are short-term and mid-term, some are long-term. Most of the time, the side effects are designated to kick in within a few months, depending on which dose you got. Those who don't die off quickly from these injections will eventually be turned into vaccine zombies once they switch on CERN and the 5G mobile and 5G satellite networks. Millions of people fully vaccinated for COVID are now suffering from excruciating illnesses. Vaccine lots and batches. Some researchers analyzing the variety of injections have concluded that about a third of the batches are saline, totally harmless, a third are designed to maim and injure, and a third are designed to kill the recipients. And then there's varying levels of toxicity depending on the jab and the company. Obviously, those who take only saline solutions in all their vaccine shots don't turn into zombies. Those who take one or more and are maimed or injured will turn into zombies at some point. And then we have the maimed and injured batch, the other third. This is the batch that contains aborted fetus cells, alien Hydra-like creatures and eggs, DNA-changing technology, graphene oxide, nanotech, etc. Those who only take one of these, it acts slower. No wonder that so many people are confused. And this is what he writes about the aborted fetus cells, which really caught my attention. He says, all vaccines, lots, batches, are firstly dedicated to the devil before being shipped out. Demons legally attach themselves to these aborted fetus cells. The vaccinated are receiving hordes of demons into their bodies via vaccines. That statement is outrageous, insane, and I believe it. Next, alien Hydra-like creatures and eggs. Many independent scientists have found a huge amount of strange-looking parasites, worms, Hydra-like creatures in these jabs. What is the purpose of these undisclosed vaccine ingredients? Maybe it's like as is shown in these alien movies. Alien creatures capture their human victims, deposit their eggs into them, use them as incubation chambers. The eggs hatch, grow inside their victims, and eventually turning the victims into hybrid alien human monsters. This is probably one of the reasons some of the zombies will eventually be running on all fours. DNA changing technology. Those who take at least one or more of these jabs will have their DNA changed. I don't know if this particular part of his investigation is true. I don't think any of us will until we wait a little bit longer. It's almost, as sick as it sounds, it's like waiting for a baby to be born. We're not at that incubation birth stage yet. When combined with graphene oxide, they will change from being 100% human into a hybrid transhuman cyborg. This graphene oxide technology, aka dark matter or black goo, was shown in movies such as The Matrix, The Terminator, Venom, etc. They will lose their humanity and salvation, even though they may still look human. The DNA change is permanent and irreversible. Shocking study finds the injections rewrite your DNA. Graphene oxide nanotech. These are metallic, magnetic, self-assembling nanotechnology. They are in the maim, injure, or kill vaccine shot category. They contain very advanced nano-sized electronic circuitry, nanorobots, to put it simply. Any individual who gets injected with these maim, injure, or kill vaccine shots literally gets injected with thousands or even millions of tiny nanorobots. Once they're injected in a person, they quickly self-assemble in the person and quickly cross over the blood-brain barrier. Once in the brain, they quickly set up base, an AI control system, which will be connected to 5G at the global AI centralized control system. Through this connection, they are able to connect to other vaccinated individuals. This is known as collective hive mind or group thought or group thinking. Remember, Pfizer, Moderna, and Bill Gates told us in so many ways that people will be injected with an operating system. The global AI centralized control system will be able to control and monitor all the senses and thoughts of those vaccinated individuals. There will be total mind control slaves of the Antichrist beast system mentioned in Revelation 13 and do his bidding. CERN and 5G mobile and satellite networks. The New Scientist magazine recently announced that the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Geneva will start running again later this year after a three-year shutdown and delays due to the COVID pandemic. In addition to that, all major phone networks in America have announced they already or about to switch to 5G, but not at full strength. The majority of the developed countries of the world have upgraded their mobile networks to 5G, and most are still in the testing phase. If we look at underdeveloped countries, most are still using 3 and 4G. An EMP attack on the United States could bring down the grid and the mobile system, but it won't affect EMP-proof 5G satellites, SpaceX, Amazon, Honeywell, and a few other corporations deploying a large number of satellites in our skies right now. SpaceX to deploy 42,000 satellites at different orbital heights in the next few years. According to internet subscribers, the fastest downloadable speed they are getting is about 150 megabytes. So those are just a few of the items to be concerned with concerning what's about to happen. It's not about Ukraine. It's about at least 3 billion people on this flat plane who now have this concoction inside of them. And what is it going to do to them in the near future? And how does this tie into the economic collapse and the digital currency? The perfect storm.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
As I'm dying to be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on the phonograph. Welcome back, my friend. Another day in the neighborhood. Another day of wacky news from your friend Lee. You're welcome. That's what I'm here for, baby. Here's one from a listener. Well, not really. I don't know how would I qualify this email? I don't think she listens to the show. Oh, okay. When I was living in Austin, I belonged to a home church that dealt with the prophetic and the end days and believed in the gifts of the Spirit. You know, insane. And she was part of that home church. Here's what she wrote. This snuck up on me as far as the timeline, but I knew it was coming. If you have money and savings, pray about converting it to hard assets or investing it in a handyman that can repair or build anything. Listen to Catherine Austin Fitz on the Children's Health Network, new episodes each week. It's all about the Great Reset. The Great Reset will take place in approximately 210 days when the CBDC, that's the Central Bank Digital Currencies, takes control of your accounts. Not only will they have control of your money, but how and when you use it. If they think your house payment, car payment is too high, they can withhold funds to make the payments and you lose both. BlackRock or Vanguard will buy the house. Also, the Green Deal, targeting cars, you know, the ones that use a lot of fuel like recreational vehicles. You have 200 days to get your affairs in order before your accounts belong to the global central bank. I recommend you use this time to pray fervently about this. And the actual article says, earlier this month, Slippers signed a sweeping executive order directing government agencies to develop plans to regulate cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and to study the creation of a central bank digital currency, again, CBDC for the U.S. Slipper's executive order directs the Attorney General, Secretary of the Treasury, and Chairman of the Fed to provide the White House
with a legislative proposal for its own CBDC within 210 days, 7 months. A U.S. CBDC would be, well, it'd be designed in a way that would give the government or the Fed substantial control over the money supplies. Once a digital currency is in place, the Fed and the officials will have more power than ever to coerce individuals and businesses, likely without needing new laws approved by Congress. If this sounds insane, like most of what I talk about, rewind 2 months ago or so when the truckers were in Canada. And what did Justin Castro do? He froze the bank accounts of those he deemed to be his enemy. Even freezing the bank accounts of businesses in Ottawa that, in his eyes, assisted the truckers. No trial, no jury. Revoked the truckers' insurance, froze their savings accounts, business and personal. If you don't think this can happen here, you must watch a lot of TVN.
That's good. I like that.
If this is true, that in 210 days or so, they go to all digital, I'll be one of those people buying stuff, whether it's land, a truck. Once they get control of the money digitally and we go cashless, they can decide on a whim to freeze you out. Don't think they won't do it. But most people don't listen. Most people don't care. People just go about their lives. It's one of the reasons I go shopping at 10 o'clock at night. This can't handle most people. Stormy and I have been kicking back. Took two walks today. Took another one at about 7:30, just before the show. One time I'll walk her, she'll be great. The next, she's a brat. She'll just try to break her leash and run off and smell something. Anyway, I'll keep her, though. Oh, yeah. That's my girl. I waited 15 years? No, 13 years to get another dog. So when I made the decision, I was fairly certain it was going to be a long-term relationship. Just wanted to make sure. But she's cool. She's laying right. Actually, she's asleep. Totally enthralled with the show like you are. The Perfect Storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving.
The perfect storm. Believe he's no longer with us. You forget how perishable all of us are and how we're all just passing through. Haven't really talked about Flat Earth this evening, and I did that for a reason, because I've got a Flat Earth song for you. Oh boy, here we go. Remember that song by Adele called Hello? There's a version of it by a woman by the name of Amber Plaster. And she has an incredible voice, took this song from Adele, Hello, changed the lyrics, and made it a Flat Earth classic. Let's give it a listen right now, ladies and gentlemen, Amber Plaster.
Hello, it's me. You know, indoctrination started while we were still naive. Programming our beliefs. That inertia is the reason we don't feel the earth spinning. Hello, can you hear me? Did you ever stop to question the confession of gravity as a theory? Funny thing, force alone can be explained with buoyancy and density. The sun is closer than what they've told us, not 90 million miles away.
Operation Fishbowl.
how are you? Did you get a chance to join Flat Earth and Globe discussion group to discover all the truth? How the sun, the moon, the stars are all revolving around you. There's no more secret. The earth is stationary, it is fixed, unmovable.
Plaster and hello, Flat Earth version. Jesus said, "Don't think I came into the world to bring peace. I came to bring division. Your own worst enemies will be in your own home. Father against daughter, mother against son." The devil is a uniter. One world order, new world order. Christ is a divider. Make a choice. Follow me or don't. There is so much division when it comes to Flat Earth. I now enjoy it. When I first wrote the book, I started getting a lot of heat for the subject matter. I thought, I don't want to do this. Now, the book has been out. It's gone through two publishers. And since it's been independently published by me. So it's been floating around since 2018. It'll be 4 years in October. And I'm enjoying the division. Guys like Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, won't give me the time of day because I know I'm a flat earther. Most in the Christian community and in the prophetic or eschatology theater don't want to have anything to do with Flat Earth because they're afraid of losing their credibility. Since I had none to lose in the first place, it doesn't bother me at all. Believe it or don't. And by the way, it's not a salvation issue. When you meet God on Judgment Day, as we all will, he's not going to say, "Pop quiz, is it flat or round? Better answer right." No. It's got nothing to do with salvation. However, my faith in God is so much stronger now than it was 6 years ago
when I first became a believer in the flat earth. And there are atheists, agnostics coming to the Lord because of flat earth. It is an evangelical tool. And that was the reason I wrote the book. The Lord wanted me to write the book because it would bring people into the kingdom. It's one of the reasons I've given away thousands of copies of ebooks. Just in the last 4 months, I've been marketing YouTube, TikTok. I've sent copies of the book to almost every college in the United States, all the media. It's out there. The rest is not up to me. I planted a lot of seeds. All right, we'll touch on it just a little bit. Vladimir Putin shows off yet more designer wear over outrage of Russian president jacket with 10,000 pounds. Oh, okay, this is an article from London. Okay. 10,000 pounds. I don't have a calculator. It's worth a lot, right? Okay. So while Ukrainian President Zelensky has become famous for his green T-shirt, his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, chose to wear a very expensive jacket for his appearance at a stadium, a rally this last week, you know, make Russia great again. So with Russia feeling the impact of sanctions, it's unclear which of Putin's aides thought it was wise for him to put on a coat costing 25 times the national average monthly wage of a Russian. He did look good, though, I got to say. And the sweater was an Italian sweater, designer. And he had on some rockin', I think, sneakers. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Looking good. Loro Pina suede trim sneakers. And Putin's physique looked bulky during the speech, sparking speculation he was wearing a bulletproof jacket under the coat. I think Elon Musk challenged him to a fist fight. Not a good idea. I think Putin would win that. And if I think he beat Zelensky too. Zelensky's really, he's a little dude. Is he even 5 foot? By contrast, President Zelensky's decision to offer a T-shirt has forged a connection to Ukrainians. Okay. I covered the war. That's about all the war coverage you're going to get from me daily. Keith Richards responds to Eric Clapton's vaccine skepticism. Do as doctor says. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the irony boat. Keith Richards responds to Eric Clapton's vaccine skepticism. Do as the doctor says. Says the guy who's been smoking since he came out of the womb. Oh my God. Actually, he just quit. Keith Richards just quit smoking. That's right. The acclaimed Rolling Stones guitarist has responded to British-born six-string guitar player Eric Clapton's vaccine skepticism. I just want to get rid of this damn thing, said Keith Richards, and the only way I can see it is everybody does as the doctor says. I love Eric dearly. I've known him forever. We've had our ups and downs, this COVID thing. It's split people up and made people sometimes go awry for a while, you know? Hope you rethink it here. Let's do this thing. Okay. Well, he wasn't being mean about it, right? And by the way, Clapton got both AstraZeneca jabs, and that's why he became an anti-vaxxer, because he had such an adverse reaction to it. That's fine. I just think it's funny that a guy who's been smoking his whole life says do what the doctor says. Okay. All right, we'll do one more. India's dependence on Russian weapons teeters Modi to Putin. I wasn't aware of this. For all the success that the U.S.-led campaign to isolate Russia on the world stage has had, India, oh, but here we go, has stood out as one of the major democracies that has been reluctant to criticize Vladimir Putin. Yes, that's right. In New Delhi, we call him Putin affectionately. And billions of dollars in weapons purchases means it's unlikely to change anytime soon. That's right, Pakistan.
don't mess with Prime Minister Modi. I am the Arnold Schwarzenegger of Mumbai. After meeting with me in New Delhi on Saturday, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, you braid runner, called for more cooperation between democracies. I said, hey, hold off. If I want to buy weapons from Russia, that's not my business. We are the world's largest buyer of Russian weapons. And I will push back against anyone who argues otherwise.
And this last story. Well, we have two, but I don't know if we'll get to both. All right, well, Pope Francis expands potential role of women in the Vatican. What does that mean? You're going to let them do your laundry? Oh, that's such a disturbing picture. Pope Francis greets nuns after general audience in Vatican. It's all these nun women who are all, I got to say, kicking 90, taking turns kissing his ring. Oh, man, that's got to suck. So he's going to expand the role of women of the Vatican. That's Pull it out. I
just like doing the Indian guy better.
I moved into my work cubicle to get free rent, but got busted and fired. This is from the New York Post. We'll wrap it up with this one. A TikToker is literally living and breathing his work. Chubzar Ijumofu, who uses the name Simon Jackson, yeah, that's a better idea, professionally made a now viral video of himself living in his work cubicle, claiming it as a form of protest since he wasn't paid enough. The video has earned over 12 million views since March 8th, but in a follow-up video, Jackson revealed he was allegedly fired from his job at a design and engineering consultancy firm. In his initial video, titled Check Out My New Apartment, the 28-year-old filmed himself setting up his desk with his clothes, toiletries, and other belongings in his cubicle. He said, I'm moving from my apartment into my cubicle at work. They do not pay me enough to do both. So as a matter of protest, I'm just going to live at my job. I dedicate this story to Mike, the producer, and we'll see how long I can get away with this. After setting up his mini pad at his downtown Seattle office, the stunt ultimately went awry when his employer forced him to leave 4 days later. You should see the photos. The dude had to know he was going to get fired. Jackson told the New York Post, it was a protest, but it was also a matter of timing that inspired him to live at work. He said he had to move out of his apartment because his lease was ending and the rent was going up. And since he was in a rush to move, no apartments were available. He accepted. He just decided to move into the cubicle. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. It's right out of Office Space. I love it. If you enjoyed the show, you might want to think about getting the book or not. It's entirely up to you. It is narrated by Lucifer, who is also known as the Light Bearer, who's also known as Morning Star. He's the Morning Star. In the book, he tells you why the earth is flat. Also, how you're built, your DNA is constructed. He explains the occult sciences of alchemy, Freemasonry, etc. It's only $5.99 or $5.97. You can find it at Amazon or just go to morningstarstale.com. The Perfect Storm.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Keep your eyes on the road you hand upon the na beija, pa pa lula mi chao, pa pa mi chao, e são com queiroz. Passion lady, passion lady, give up your vows, give up your vows.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.